During President Bush's trip to Africa last week, one issue his hosts insisted on discussing was the effect of U.S. agricultural subsidies on African farmers. Cotton growers, in particular, say American subsidies depress global prices, flood third world countries with cheap cotton, and trap African growers in poverty. NPR's Jason Balbian reports.
On the high plains north of Johannesburg, the cotton crop has just been picked. Stray white tufts that got missed by the harvesters still dot the dusty fields.
We actually finished the harvest yesterday. The picking stopped yesterday. So everybody's cleaning up the stuff.
Willem van der Walt plants about 3,000 acres of cotton a year on a farm founded by his father. In recent years, the price of cotton has been falling, and van der Walt says it's harder and harder to make a living. He blames the price drop on the subsidies paid to American cotton growers.
Really, I think it's not fair. And if the playground is level for everybody, the world price will increase, and then I'll get a better price for my product.
The U.S. government pays about $4 billion a year to subsidize the American cotton crop. This is roughly four times what the U.S. spends on development assistance each year for all of sub-Saharan Africa. President Bush, on his five-day trip to the continent, talked about free trade and poverty reduction, but his critics here say U.S. agricultural subsidies are doing just the opposite. They say the payments undermine African farm exports and drown out the effects of development aid. Heinrich Schultz, the head of the South African Cotton Producers Association, estimates that if U.S. cotton subsidies disappeared, cotton prices in Africa would jump 40% to 50%. Schultz says a truly free market for cotton could dramatically increase African growers' income. This on a continent where many farmers earn only a few hundred dollars from their crops.
If you look at many of the African cotton farmers, that is what they earn in a year. So if you can increase your annual earnings by 50%, it's dramatic, and it does make a huge difference.
The presidents of Mali and Burkina Faso ran an editorial in the New York Times recently titled, "Your Farm Subsidies Are Strangling Us." Mali and Burkina Faso are both poor, landlocked West African countries, and both depend on cotton exports for almost half their annual foreign earnings. The presidents in their op-ed say that subsidies to a few thousand American farmers have, quote, the unintended but nevertheless real effect of impoverishing some 10 million rural poor people in West and Central Africa. While in Botswana, President Bush acknowledged that the issue of U.S. agricultural subsidies had come up repeatedly in his meetings with African leaders.
I told them the reality of the situation, that we have proposed a very strong reduction in agricultural subsidies. However, in order to make that come to be, there needs to be reciprocation from Europe and Japan in order to make the policy effective.
Last year's Farm Bill, however, signed into law by President Bush, increased subsidies in the U.S. Europeans have complained that the U.S. is lecturing them on free trade while boosting protections for its own farmers. The issue of first world farm subsidies and their effects on developing nations is expected to be high on the agenda of the World Trade Organization's annual meeting this September. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.